You are listening to This Is Some Crazy Shit with Sharon Hamner. This podcast is for you if you are tired of living day to day feeling unfulfilled. You are frustrated and you are doing too much with no return. This is for you if you are ready to take charge of your life. If you are ready to let go of managing other people's insecurities and their expectations and live life your way. Here we have dope conversations about saving yourself so we can get off these street corners and stop waiting for Captain Save-A-Ho. You ready? Let's go, because this is some crazy shit. What is the greatest sin? Pick one. I want to fight. Let's argue. Let's argue in the comments. I want to fight. TV, alcohol, drugs, sex, and even gluttony are sins that have an impact on how we cope with stress. A lot of times, gluttony in food is something that's least talked about within the church on how we're dealing with stress. And I can remember a time where I was slipping back into depression, where I was so deep into my emotions that I decided that I was going to order this ice cream sundae from one of the local ice cream spots. I had put that craving off for days and days and days, and finally I was like, I'm going in. I ordered that sundae. It was so delicious. I walked it back to my car, sat in my car, and with every bite of that ice cream sundae that I took, I thought about everything that was going wrong in my life at that time. I had so much pain and so much hurt. And I think I probably even started crying while I was eating this ice cream sundae. And the feeling that I had once I was done eating it was relief. And I felt good. So good that a few days later, it became my drug of choice and I went back for more. And I was burying my emotions one bite at a time within this ice cream sundae. And a couple of days later, when I realized that I had gained a couple of pounds from it, I'm like, oh my God, this has got to stop. I got to get control over it. And one of the things that helped to save me, that I helped save myself with from depression, is through food. Because food has a way of empowering you, and it has a way of tying you to different emotions. So say, like, for instance, in some cultures, it is offensive when you go to somebody's house and they offer you food and you don't eat it. And a lot of times that they are associating the food feeding you with love. Food is love. Food ties back to a lot of memories. For myself, I can remember growing up and going over to my grandmother's house every Sunday after church. It was just like that movie Soul Food, where we gathered my whole family. We would eat fried chicken and macaroni and cheese. And on the holidays, those were the things that we ate, and we gathered together. And that was family time. And that meant love. And our food can have so many emotions behind it. And some of that is passed down through our ancestors as well. Point is an example, when I go on some fast, I fast on a regular basis to cleanse myself and detox my mind, my spirit, and my body. And there are times when I have these deep cravings of foods that I haven't had in years. And I think it's like my ancestors or like, I don't know, somebody is craving that food. And it's like really, really weird that I get those cravings. And I like to do the detox so that I can help clean my body out of and like do a nice reset. It helps to keep my mental game in check. And I want to encourage you to pay attention to the foods that you are eating and also pay attention to the emotions that you are having while you're eating those foods. A lot of times we are like doing unconscious eating. We're not even taking the time to, one, bless our food and thank the earth for giving us food to eat, being thankful for whoever prepared that food, and being present within every bite that you take. A lot of times we are continuously overeating because we're eating way too fast. And our bodies don't have the time to recognize that we're full until it's too late, because we're going through and eating our food super, super fast. A little known fact is that you should be chewing your food at least like 50 times, because digestion begins within the mouth. And by you using your teeth, you're breaking down the food, you're helping the enzymes be extracted that help to nourish your body. And then once it goes down inside of your body, your enzymes inside, your large intestine and everything has an opportunity to, break that food down. And it's less impactful when you actually, chew your food at a slower pace, chew your food at a slower pace and break it down. And your body gets to use all the value and the nutrition in the food versus it coming out on the other end because your body didn't have a chance to break it down and absorb it. When I was competing for my bodybuilding competition, when I was preparing for the bodybuilding competition, food was all that I thought about, because it was important, for one, that I had my meals prepared in advance, that I always had food on me, and that I had the right portions of protein, fats, and carbohydrates in my macros. And being on a schedule and having the food prepared helped me to meet my goals as a bodybuilder, because my body was constantly getting fueled with the nutrition. My muscles were being built because I was eating the right foods and eating at the right time and eating in the right connection, in the right order. And with the things that we take in through our mind, through our ears, through social media, the news, everything around us, are we paying attention to that consumption and how it is affecting our emotional body, our spiritual bodies, and our mental bodies? Sometimes with detoxing, it's great when you can do a detox, what I like to call PMA diet, positive mental attitude, where you take out all the things that are distracting you from your life. One time I came about this idea because one time I decided that I was not going to watch TV for a week. I was tired of the TV kind of taking over my life. And so I decided for 1 week straight that I wasn't going to turn on the TV. And at first it was pretty hard. And once I got through the week, I felt a sense of peace because I wasn't watching a lot of reality TV show. I was caught up in The Housewives, and I was excited about how I felt that I wanted to do it again. So I did a second week, and now I'm at the point where I can be in my space at home and I will rarely turn the TV on. And what that has done is it has helped me to have more inner peace because I'm not being bombarded with the negativity that's on TV, on the news, the negativity from the reality TV shows. I'm very careful about the shows that I do watch whenever I watch TV, and just being mindful of everything that we consume, whether it's food, whether it's TV, whether it's social media, whether it's something that we're reading, because all of that has an impact on how we are feeling within ourselves, and with how we're feeling is going to make an impact on a lot of the actions that we have within our life. And every action that we have affects someone else, and it affects our bottom line of what it is that we want. So are you really making a positive impact on your life every single day by what you're eating, what you're reading, what you're listening to, and who you're being around? Take care of managing your portions in all areas of your life. And when you manage those portions, you have a greater mental health capacity. Hey sis, you have been listening to This Is Some Crazy Shit. I am Sharon Hamner. Make sure you like and subscribe to hear more dope conversations on this podcast. You can check me out on my website at www.sharonhamner.com or on all of my social media platforms. I look forward to seeing you in these social media streets.